Rejoice.
Amen. 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 I ain't heard that about.
All right. It's time for us to dive into that word tonight.
Amen.
Right. I'm excited. But why? I'm sorry. Can you let's stand up for 1 second, because I want to do read the first two verses we're going over. I want us to stand and read it together. Then we're going to pray, and then we're going to dive into it, if you don't mind. So, 1 Peter, the first chapter, we're going to start with verse 23. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. This word that is prepared tonight, Lord, we ask that it's for whatever it is that you have me prepared, Lord, that it sits right with your people, Lord, that it's what they need in whatever time or whatever season they're in, Lord. Lord, anything that's not like you and not of you, Lord, we ask that you strip away this message, Lord, and that you intervene at any time, at any point, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, we give you the praise, honor, and glory, because you brought us here tonight, Lord. We want to celebrate together and rejoice in you, Lord. We uplift you, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. The title of the message is Tiny Seeds Produce Mighty Trunks.
All right.
Right? I think we need to remember that. So we're going to start with 1 Peter. We're going to start with the 23rd verse. We're going to be jumping in. So the sheet I have in front of you, just know those are the next verses that we're going to be going through. So it says, being born again. Let's start with that. It really should say, having been born again. So you have to start with that part of verse 23. It's to thoroughly change the mind of one, right? So you have to start. So everything that we're talking about in this message today is assuming that, because that's where we're starting, having been born again. Okay? So it says, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. That's like through the word of God. See, you know, it's not perishable. The seed that you are, it's not perishable, right? See, corruptible means perishable. It's like, you know, when you go into the refrigerator and smell that milk, and you're like, oh no, that's not any good. That's perishable, right? But you're not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. See, that, you know, we think of seed like our parents. This is not talking about like that, right? This is God, right?
Amen.
The seed of God. So
amen.
I think that's super
amen.
Important. It's indestructible.
All right, man.
Right? See, if you are born again, you are of indestructible seed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many like that?
Yeah.
Like the indestructible seed. So, and it says, the back half of that says, which liveth and abideth and forever is really omitted, right? God is still alive and will abide in anything that we do, right? As long as we're born again. See, we got to start with that part and not forget that part. I think that's super important. Let me tell you why I like to read business books. You might say, well, you know, what does that have to do with it? I read a business book. It's called The Pumpkin Plant. I really believe pumpkin farmers, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the application actually applies to Christianity. Let me tell you why. You know, I thought when you go to buy a pumpkin, you know, Halloween just passed, and you know, I don't know if you got a pumpkin or if you decorate or whatever it is you do, but pumpkins, you see them all the time, and sometimes there's these huge pumpkins.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I thought, like, look, just like any other pumpkin, it's like you do it and maybe you get lucky. But those farmers don't use, like, they don't, like, go and just inject this thing. But I thought they're like, man, they probably put this thing on steroids and all this other kind of stuff, right? They use a special kind of seed. A lot of times it's called an Atlantic giant seed. It looks just like a regular pumpkin seed, but it's not. It's different. And the seed that you are, you look like everybody else, but you are different.
Come on
now. So we got to remember that you might look the same, and you might feel the same, but you're indestructible seed.
Right?
Now, these Atlantic giant seeds, they run as much as $1,500 for a seed.
Wow.
For us, they literally go and you paying 1,500 smackers for a little seed. But see, you know, the thing is, and you say, well, how can they charge $1,500 for a seed? Because they know their worth. See, we got to start knowing our worth. All right? You know, see, they can charge $1,500 for that seed to look like everything else. Right? But you are indestructible, incorruptible seed. That seed not indestructible, and it's not incorruptible, but it's $1,500, right? So, you know, seed, you know, defining seed. So I said, well, what does really seed mean in just the dictionary, right? The dictionary says, define seed as a flowering plant's unit of reproduction, right? Capable of developing into another such plant. Now, we're going to be talking about that more in a little bit more detail later, but if you look at verse 23 and it talks about you being of incorruptible seed, you have to remember that. And let's go to verse 24. It says, for all flesh is as grass. We know grass is feeble, right? You know, that little seed that produces that mighty trunk, right? You know, our flesh is feeble. Right? If you operate in flesh, that is the outcome. Remember, we have to be born again, right? We have to be born again. We have to be different. We have to have a change in mindset.
Come on now.
Right? And if we're operating, as the verse 24 tells us, for all flesh is grass, you know, it is going to be challenging to grow anything you want to grow if you're feeble.
Come on now.
That part is important. And it goes on in verse 24, says, and all the glory of man is as the flower grass. The flower grass. Flowers are even more feeble than grass. Right? And I want you to think about it like this. You know, what flowers relate to in our life, in our flesh, is when we start to get too high and mighty and we think we did it.
All right.
That's our flowers. We're like, I got this. Yeah, I got myself this job, you know. Or, you know what? I heal myself. It just went away, you know, and not giving God his glory.
Right.
See, you know what? Flesh is like grass, right? And all the glory of man, when you glorify yourself, is the flower. Super important. You don't do it in your own strength. You got to remember
Come
that.
Come on now. Right? Come on now.
God provides all. Mm-hmm. And it says, the back half of it, it says, the grass withereth and the flower thereof falleth away. See, that seed that you have produces something. Right? It produces something. But what it produces can be feeble. And it'll wither away if it's in the wrong thing.
Come on,
if it's in your own strength. I'm thinking about some of the things I've done in my own strength. And guess what? It don't turn out good all the time. And sometimes it turns out okay. But I sometimes have to get my mind fixed. Because it's easy to get caught up in your own flesh.
Right.
It's easy to say, this seed that I planted, look at this beautiful garden. Right? Look at all of these. Look at this job. Look at this car. Look at this house. I did it. Right? It's not us. So we're going to go to Genesis 1 and 11. So turn your Bibles to me. We're going to Genesis 1 and 11 because, you know, when I think about verse 24 as you're turning to Genesis, I start to think about all the shortcuts that you can take. Because a seed, if you plant a seed, something is still going to produce. It might come up dead, right? But something is going to happen. Right? When you put that seed in the ground. Right? Now, you know, that's why it's easy to take a shortcut, right? Because you can take a shortcut, and you know what will happen? You'll get temporary results. Right? You start to look around at people, and you're like, man, like, you know what? When I was a kid, all of around me, who had all the money? The drug dealers. They had all the money. You look, and you're like, man, I want some money, and I want to do it. You thought that was the way, but it's a temporary shortcut.
Come on now.
Right?
Come
when it's now. In our own strength, right.
when we try
to figure out what it is. So let's go to Genesis 1 and 11. It says, and God said, I like that part, right? It says, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. See, being born again, our seed is uncorruptible through God.
Yeah.
It's got to be through God, right? Mm-hmm. And in 1 Peter, I just want to make sure we understand that's not parental reproduction, right? Uh-huh. How we think about it.
Right. Amen.
So, you know, when I read this, because you always kind of talk about this verse, right? And I started to think like, well, if the seed is uncorruptible, and we're not talking about parental reproduction, why do we dream so small?
Say it again.
Right? Why do we look at things and dream so small? Because the small seeds produce a mighty trunk, right? So if the seed of God is in us, right, and it's incorruptible, so we can do all things through Him.
Right.
Why do we think so small? See, you know, we start planting seeds in our dreams and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? Sorry, if you want an avocado tree, you can't plant apple seeds.
Come on, guys.
It's not gonna get it.
Man.
Right? So we start to put limitations. So we're planting the wrong type of seed. The seed we need to be planting is through God.
Amen.
Right? That has to be the seed, because if it's not the seed, guess what? The results that we get and what we see, they're not going to be what we want. And we're going to be complaining and saying, hey, well, we didn't get this and we didn't get this, because we're planting the wrong seed. You have to have, the seed part has to be right. Right? You know, I told you, I think a lot about business. And this is how important the seed is. I was reading an article the other day. And it said, and I just want to misquote it. Let me make sure. It said there were 10 startups. See, when you go to start a business, they call it seed money, right?
Yeah.
There were 10 startups in 2017, businesses that failed. Together, they had $1.7 billion in funding. $1.7 billion worth of funding, and they're out of business. Why? Wrong seed. Wrong seed.
Right?
Like, we want these results, and you can get temporary results for sure, but 10 startups, $1.7 billion in funding, out of business. Right? So we have to think differently. We have to know that seed is super important. So the premise of the book was saying that you have to have the right seed. And I was looking in the Bible, I said, the right seed is important. Right? But the right seed is not enough.
Come
right,
on now.
Because you can plant the right seed.
Come on now.
But then you gotta water it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you gotta
yeah.
take care of it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that part's important. So we're gonna go to the watering part. If you can go with me to 1 Corinthians, we're gonna 10 and 31. So 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. We're gonna talk about the watering part of this.
Okay.
Because now you know you are the seed, you produce the right stuff, because we saw in 1 Peter and in Genesis how that is so, right? And now we need to talk about watering the seed. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and the 31st verse, it says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Amen. See, the glorification of God needs to be in everything we do. See, that's the water. Right? That's the water. You got your seed, whatever it is, that dream, that whatever it is you want to accomplish. You have to make sure that you give God His due.
Amen.
And that you're living
Amen.
The right way, and you're doing the right things.
Amen.
And all that kind of stuff. It's super important. That's the water. Mm. You know, I don't care if the job doesn't pay enough. You got to water the seed that you
now.
Plant. Right? It don't matter if the job pays. It don't matter if your kids are going crazy. Right? You still got to water the seed.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Because a lot of times we start to think, well, nothing's going to happen. I'm watering the seed. Ain't nothing happening. We got to keep watering the seed.
Right.
In the financial choices we make, we need to make the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I used to get mad at God all the time about money. I'm like, man, why don't I have no money? But I made the wrong choices every chance I got with money. Right? I was looking for something quick to make me feel good. Instead of saving, I want to go to the mall. I should be able to have what I want. We have to make the right choices, and that's part of the watering. Because part of the watering is in your decision-making as well.
Yes.
All right? It says, do all to the glory of God. That's putting God first.
Right.
Right? It's putting God first. And that's hard for a lot of people. I know we're busy and all the other kind of good stuff. And I, you know, I thank God that you pressed your way out here tonight. It's not just going to church, though. Right?
Right.
It's also studying that word.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Right. You know, all of this has application. I'm not even talking about your spiritual life. I'm talking about whatever seed it is you have planted.
Yes.
Whatever that seed is. Whatever it is. Maybe it's starting a business. Or maybe it's, you know what, giving up some bad habits. Whatever it is. We have to water it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The farmers get it. They know they got to take care of that thing. Right? Because, you know, the difference is faith. Because they know if they put a seed in the ground, that it's going to sprout out and it's going to be something. Right? Now, they know that. But I don't think we know. Even though we say God can do all things, I don't know if we know.
All
right?
Yeah.
I don't know if we believe it.
Yeah.
Right? I know it's easy to say. Right? But I don't know if we believe it. That's an easy thing to say. Oh, yeah,
right.
God, you can do anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Keep it moving. No. Right? We have to make sure we give God his due. It is so important. I want you to turn with me to John, the 15th chapter. We're going to go to the 16th verse, and we're going to spend a little bit more time on this verse. I think it's important. So it's John, chapter 15. We're going to go to verse 16. Remember, we're talking about watering. Because tiny seeds, let's not forget, they produce mighty trunks. So John, chapter 15, verse 16. We're going to start with the first part of it. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. See, I think sometimes we forget he chose us before we chose him.
Amen.
You know, I think we think that, oh, we came in here and we're celebrating God. God, we choose you. We love you. And yeah, that might be true, but you didn't have a choice in the matter until God and Jesus acted.
Right.
You didn't have a choice. So you are chosen.
All right.
Right?
All right.
That seed that you're producing is a chosen seed. Mm-hmm. It's better than an Atlantic Giant seed.
Come on now.
That $1,500 seed ain't got nothing on you. I know some of you like, I wish I had it because I traded for $1,500. Me too. Me too. I'd trade that sucker right now for $1,500. Right? I would. But that is important to know that you are chosen. You know, I think when we complain and when we murmur and all this other kind of stuff, we talk about all of the bad things, we need to remember that we were chosen. It is so easy to get off your square. It is so easy to do so. And it's so easy, man, I was complaining today. Man, I walked into work and, man, I was complaining. And, you know, I had to remember it. I got caught off guard because I'm like, look, oh, here we go. The same old meeting, the same old person saying the same old dumb thing they said last week, right? And you know what? Without helping them, it's easy to just complain, right? We have to make sure that we're delivering and we're watering and we are chosen people. And it says that ye should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. We got to go and do something. Right? This requires action. Watering requires action. Let me give you an example. You know, I saw something that I thought made a ton of sense for me and I had to apply to do something. The deadline come and pass, and I ain't do it. See, the seed was there, and the seed I didn't put in the ground, right? Let alone water it, okay? So these things require action of us, right? That thing that you want, that thing that's on your heart, that seed that's planted, you have to water it, right? And here in the instructions says that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, right? That it should remain. Are you doing things that uplift God? Right? Are you doing things that uplift Him? Because if we uplift Him, that seed will be fruitful. Right?
Yeah.
And it says, at the end of the day, it says that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He shall give it to you. Whew! You know, I think that last part of this verse was added because sometimes things will seem difficult.
Yes, they do.
Right?
Yes.
So sometimes things seem hard to do. So there we're reminded that whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He may give it to you. So that seed that you're planting, it is important, right? In John chapter 15, verse 16, it says right here at the back half of that, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He may give it to you.
Amen.
So, you know, you have to persevere. You have to. Perseverance is important and part of that watering. Because you don't necessarily see the fruits of your labor, you know, in everyday watering. You're just going through and
Come
you put
now.
Water
Come
up.
On
and
now.
You don't see that thing happening.
Right.
So that persevering is important. You know, I was reading about this before this message about the Chinese bamboo tree. Right?
Yeah.
The Chinese bamboo tree has the same kind of seed, and it looks just like another seed. You know the funny part about that seed? You plant that seed and you water it. For 4 years, there's no sign of anything. You just got dirt. In 4 years, imagine going out watering that Chinese bamboo every single day for 4 years and seeing nothing. See, I think that's a lot of times what our seeds feel like. But the funny part about the Chinese bamboo tree, in year five, in 6 weeks, it grows 80 feet.
Wow.
I want you to think about that. 80 feet in 6 weeks. The fruits of your labor and the watering every single day is tough. I get it. We all get it. But we have to uplift God. That is so important. And we got to keep watering it and believing it and whatever. And it can be like a Chinese bamboo tree in that year five. At 6 weeks in, all of a sudden you look it up and you're like, what happened? It's because you persevered. You kept watering. Right. But a lot of us stop the watering and we say nothing's happening. And guess what? We walk away. You know what happens to that Chinese bamboo tree? Nothing. Right. Nothing. It stays in the ground because you didn't do your part. So you have to do your part. That part is extremely important. The third part is you go into 1 Corinthians 15:33. So we talked about having the right seed. And we talked about having to water the seed. I think that's all important. Pumpkin farmers, they weed like a mad dog, right? They, anything that is stopping that thing from growing, that pumpkin from being giant and growing, anything stopping it, they're getting it out of there, right? So let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 33rd verse. It says, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. See, those people, the people that are stopping you from blossoming, we got to get rid of them. The people that are stopping you from having that seed that you planted and that you water and that's keeping you and having you short, you have to move on. Right? You have to. You got to weed like a mad dog. You got to understand that it is so important. Like if the things that we have and the things that we ask of God are as important as we say they are in our lives, right? We have to be willing to do this. See, a lot of people aren't willing to do that. So then you have to ask yourself, is the seed you planted, do you really want it to
come
forth?
Come on now. Come on
right?
now.
Because you got to do your part.
Amen.
That part is important.
Amen.
In here, it says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Do you want your bad habit, right? Or do you want your dream to come to pass? Sometimes we got to choose.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Like that seed that you planted and you water it, is that bad habit that you have more important? Is it stopping you and helping you coming up short? You got to weed like a mad dog. See, the pumpkin farmers, how they look at it, they're like, look, if there's any disease stopping that pumpkin from growing large, they cutting the disease. We got to do the same thing.
Amen.
There's sometimes things
Amen.
Stopping us from doing what we have to do to blossom into our full
Amen.
Potential.
Amen.
Right? And we have to make sure we're doing that. You know, a lot of times we're missing that part.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important. And the last verses we're going to go to is 1 Corinthians, right? The third chapter and the sixth verse. If you don't forget, and we're going to verses 6 and 7. And, you know, if you don't remember anything else about this message, the thing that you need to remember is what we're about to go through and talk through now. Okay? 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, we're going to start with verse 6. It says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Right? So, this is talking about the establishment of the church, right?
Amen.
It's not really talking
Amen.
About seeds.
Yes.
But I think the part about it still applies, right? Because you can plant the seed, and you can water the seed, but you won't get nothing unless God gives the increase. And we have to remember that part of it,
right?
You know, and We got to make sure we weed our flesh out. It will get in the way of that thing and that seed that you want to grow. It'll get in the way. It absolutely will. And this is Paul talking. He says, I have planted. And this is the church he's talking about. And Apollo's water. And I think about our ministry. You know, Pastor Hart planted. Right? Our pastor here is watering. Right? But it's all God that's going to give the increase.
Amen.
It's not them.
Hallelujah.
Right? And we have to remember that it's the same with the dreams and the goals that you have in your life. It's the same thing.
Amen.
And it goes on to say, so then neither, in verse 7, so then neither is he that planteth anything, right? Neither that he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase.
Amen.
It wasn't clear in verse 6. Right. Verse 7. It's clear, right? You know, I really do think it's important that we plant the right seeds, right? Our dreams are important. Your goals are important to God. And we have the power to plant things, right? Right? As long as we are born again, right? We gotta forget that part, right? I think that part is important. That is first. And that's the reason why we started there.
Amen.
So I think the planting the right seed is important. You have to figure out what you're planting. Because all the things we think we want, we don't necessarily. All those things don't work out. You think you want them, man? Please. Yeah. Right? So we got to make sure we're starting with the right seed. Right. So you need to start. We need to pray and make sure we're planting the right seed. Right? Uh-huh. Make sure it's not an apple seed we're planting when we need an avocado tree. That's first, right?
Yeah.
Then we have to water, right? That part is important. That's lifestyle.
That lifestyle's got to be right. Come on now.
Right? It's gotta be right, and we got to weed like a mad dog. I love that part.
Right.
I want you to give God some praise this evening.
Hallelujah.
You know, planting, watering. Right, the seed watering is all important things. I'd like you to stand with me this evening, and we're gonna pray. We're gonna pray, and then we're going to take the offering up. So, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking that you touch every mind here this evening, Lord. We want to plant the right seeds, Lord. We know that you've given us the power, Lord, to do so, Lord. And we're going to make sure we live for you the right way, Lord. Lord, when it comes to watering our seed, our lifestyle, we know we have to take action. It's not enough just to dream a dream, Lord. We have to do something, and something's required of us. So we will take action, Lord. We ask that your people here today, that you make them people of action, Lord.
Yes.
But we know that there's some things that might not be fitting, Lord. We're asking that we're going to weed those things away, Lord, so we get anything that has us coming up short, Lord, we're getting rid of, Lord, because we want that seed to blossom, Lord. Lord, we ask right now that you touch your people, Lord. You touch them in their mind. You touch them in their heart. You touch them in their spirit, Lord. That they can do all things through you, Lord, like your word says, Lord. Lord, as we come here and we leave this place today, Lord, we ask that you help us be safe, Lord. That you help us in the right mindset. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give God some praise. We're gonna do something a little bit different.